they see themselves in their own minds as having what it is that they would like to attract into their lives. And they are able to get a picture of that. And in the process of getting that picture, they begin to act as if that picture were absolutely their reality. Now, one of the essays that I wrote in Wisdom of the Ages was based upon an observation of one of the most learned and brilliant teachers that ever came into my life. He was born in 1842. He died in 1910. His name was William James. And he was he came from a very famous family. Henry James, his younger brother, was one of the most famous novelists of all time in America. Many consider William James to be the father of modern psychology, the person who really began the whole idea of that the mind has some much more control over our bodies and our physical world than we ever thought of. And he had this to say, this is a direct quote of his. He said, there is a law in psychology, a law, that if you form a picture in your mind of what you would like to be, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough, you will soon become exactly as you have been thinking. He didn't say it was a high probability. He didn't say that it was likely or that it might happen. He said, if you can figure out a way to form a picture in your head of what it is that you would like to become, it has to materialize. I remember as a young boy speaking about The Tonight Show, watching Steve Allen. Night after night, we had a little Admiral television, a little black and white, about a 12-inch screen, and I would sit there and watch Steve Allen night after night after night. And while I was watching, I would picture myself as one of the guests on the show. And I would ask, I would get up the next night, I'd talk to my brothers and I'd talk to my mom, and I'd say, you know, when I do The Tonight Show, and they ask a question like that, I'm not going to answer it the way they did. I'm going to make it really come alive. When I meet Steve Allen, and they would always say, oh God, that's Wayne. He's always such a dreamer. You're not doing The Tonight Show. You're just a little dork, as my brother would say. And, you know, just get used to it. And it wasn't like I would argue with them, or I would have fights with them, or I would try to persuade them of something to the contrary. It wasn't like that at all. I just always had the picture. I would have the same picture when I was in high school. And I'd sit there. I remember having a history teacher. I'm debating. I won't give his name. But I remember it very well. I was in room 309, and it started at 2:05 in the afternoon. So you can look it up. And this man was so beaten down by the years and years of teaching history in a high school in Detroit. And I used to go into that classroom, and I'd sit there, and I'd think, when I do this, when I'm in front of a classroom, I will never, ever bore a group of people the way this man is doing. I just won't do it. And I used to think, he's got an entire audience.